Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories.
Hang all the mistletoe on.
Well, getting into the spirit of the season today on the subway with the return of the holiday nostalgia train. Now we're talking about the vintage 1930s subway train that's put back into service every holiday season to give New Yorkers a taste of Christmas past.
All aboard!
Chugga, chugga, choo-choo.
Familiar feels of old New York here at the MTA's annual nostalgia train ride. And I mean, everyone's on theme.
We're from the 70s.
Kind of like an original 1930s aviator.
Debbie here, the star of the 1940s.
My mom grew up in the 40s, and her style was amazing. Very chic, very elegant.
Also elegant, the trains. They're vintage, well-preserved, and made everyone yell. Gee, I wonder who made them do that. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, taking a blast to the past at the 96th Street Station.
And the holiday nostalgia train is scheduled to run every Sunday in December between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. The New York Transit Museum, quick to add, though, that timing, routes, and equipment are all subject to change when and if necessary, so check their website. Well, now under investigation, the death of another inmate at Rikers. The Department of Corrections says an officer reported seeing the man in his cell overnight and appearing unwell. He was taken to the hospital, but pronounced dead about an hour after that. This is the 14th death at Rikers so far this year. The previous death was less than a month ago. In that case, a guard found an inmate in medical distress on a bathroom floor. Well, it's back to court tomorrow for the alleged CEO killer. A pretrial hearing was postponed on Friday because Luigi Mangione was ill. His legal team is trying to get evidence suppressed, including photos taken during his arrest.
The description and photos blasted all over when a young man took a corner seat at an Altoona, Pennsylvania McDonald's. Customers thought they recognized him. Altoona police dispatched two officers to the McDonald's. Patrolman Joseph Detweiler testified he was skeptical and radioed a sarcastic response. Once he saw the man, Detweiler testified he knew immediately it was the suspect.
Correspondent Aaron Katursky with that report. Well, an early Christmas for 1,000 children in Bensonhurst. A toy giveaway at Holiday Street Fair today on 20th Avenue and 65th Street. The event organized by City Councilwoman Susan Zwang.
This type of issue become a big issue in everyone's daily life. Just imagine a family, even they cannot put food on the table. How can they find money to buy toys for kids? That's the reason I made the toys drive big this year.
More than 50 organizations donated toys, including the United Chinese Association of Brooklyn. Well, Mayor Adams' top aide, Randy Mastro, will not be staying on the job. The deputy mayor submitted his resignation on Friday after previously saying, quote, "I'll never work for a socialist." Mastro was appointed by Mayor Adams back in March. He previously served in the same job under another mayor, Rudy Giuliani. Well, rent is expensive here in New York, just like everything else. But the city's Christmas tree sellers say they're trying to keep a lid on prices. Many vendors say they are not charging more this holiday season, even if they're paying more for trees and labor themselves. Eric Snow with Soho Trees telling 1010 Winds.
We sell trees anywhere from 3 feet to 25 feet. I only have 15 footers down there. But at our Soho stand, we have a giant, which you should go down there and look.
Now, prices have been ranging from as low as $65 in Brooklyn and Staten Island for a typical 6 to 7 foot tree, a high of 220 or more in Manhattan. Some of the lowest prices reported have been at chain stores like Whole Foods and Home Depot, though local sellers often have fresher product. Well, more talk today about whether or not New York City should allow cleanups of homeless encampments. Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani says he won't allow them. Governor Hochul says they're a necessary part of the city's response.
Councilman Chris Banks of the 42nd District covers East New York, Brownsville, and other areas that struggle with unhoused encampment centers. He thinks the problem is the system.
Definitely look at fixing our broken shelter system. Take a deeper dive into why is it that homeless folks will rather sleep on the streets than go to a shelter.
He says Governor Hochul's plan is good if done properly.
I think we have to obviously move away from the way it was done under the Pullman administration, or the Adams administration, and it needs to be done in a much more compassionate way.
So yes to enforcement sweeps if they lead to housing, mental health, and substance abuse resources. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.